Good morning to everyone, a great happy Thursday to you, to one and all. Well, we're getting through the week and approaching the weekend, so we must be making plans already to look forward to for this the Saturday and Sunday. I myself watched this movie on Saturday night and on Sunday. Apparently, since the house is going out for their recollection, monthly recollection, I'll be alone here. Anyway, let's see. I'd like to go out as well. In any case, we read today from the book of Genesis. Again, this time chapter 17. About a manifestation of the covenant of God with the descendants of Abraham. Take note that with Abraham, God had three encounters with him. First, when God summoned him from his place in Ur to go to the promised land, to go to Canaan, the place of the Canaanites, to claim it, you know, for himself and his descendants, and those were the Israelites, and that's where Israel was supposed to be. And then secondly, another encounter with Abraham when God introduced this ritual of sacrifice. And thirdly is what we read now today in chapter 17 of Genesis, which is all about the circumcision. Abraham bowed to the ground, and God said this to him: "Here now is my covenant with you. You shall become the father of a multitude of nations." Let's focus on that. That Abraham, he's just one guy, and he's going to be a father of a multitude of nations, of peoples. Well, I myself, so close to me, my sister and my brothers and their families. Well, when we were growing up, it was just my sister, my brother, and my youngest brother. And now, after, I don't know, 30, 40 years, my sister has had 8 children, and one by one, they're getting married, and they have increased. So, it's not just my sister I love. I also love her children, and some of them, their children at the same time, right? So one, and it has become so many. My brother, the same story, and then my youngest brother, the same story. So imagine, for Abraham, of course, he had a wife, Sarah, and Isaac came out. And you remember when Isaac was going to be sacrificed by Abraham, because God said he wanted it, and he was willing to do it. Abraham knew that this is his only way of attaining, you know, these many peoples. His own son, who will be also will be bear his own son, and so on and so forth. But he was willing to sacrifice him. Well, up to the last moment, Abraham was willing to do that until his hand was stayed by God through an angel, and God provided another victim to be sacrificed. Right, and so this multitude of nations. We explained the other day that this multitude of nations, or maybe I had not, because I had preached it about it in a meditation yesterday with Saint Joseph, or about Saint Joseph, because Saint Joseph is the connection between the chosen people and Jesus Christ. Anyway, that's for another day. God continues saying here, "You shall no longer be called Abram." You know, like Abram's main battle tank of the Americans. Abram, your name shall be Abraham. So God changed it. "For I make you father of a multitude of nations." Changing the name of a person was a prerogative of God. And when God does that, although in this case, particular case, maybe God just shifted to another language, right? But when God emphasizes it, the change of how Abram will be called from now on, Abraham, was a symbol of ownership. So God took up Abraham as his own. Well, before that, he was already God's own. But now, with more awareness, and there's something going on here. There's something going on here. God takes him up because he, in his providence, would send the Messiah. And that Messiah would be a descendant of Abraham. And in between, you have the Israelites. Because Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, whose other name was Israel. And from his sons, we have the 12 tribes of Israel. And they increased in population in Egypt, etc. So that's why here, our God continues to say, I will make you most fruitful. I will make you into nations, and your issue shall be kings. I will establish my covenant between myself and you and your descendants after you, generation after generation, a covenant in perpetuity to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. So this is an amazing thing. God claims the Israelites, Abraham and his descendants, as his own. As his own. I mean, it's like a king and a queen who having their own children, fine, let's say there are 5 children, and suddenly he goes through his kingdom and he adopts pauper's children. So poor people. The ascension in value of those children is palpable. It will be very obvious because they will have the same stature as his own children by blood. Imagine that. So we are now, well, I'm not saying things in advance, because what I was about to say is that we, you and I, are part of the descendants of Abraham. Not anymore by blood, but by adoption. And we have the same level, amount of dignity and value to the chosen people at the beginning. That's why the Christians now, we Christians, are called, well, children of God and children of the covenant, the new people of God. That's it. The people of God, and also the new people of God. Well, the old people of God are still people of God, because God does not change his mind. They are still his predilected people from history, from Abraham. Anyway, the reading continues, I will make you into nations, and your issue shall be kings. Let's imagine that, not imagine in the sense that it's just imaginary. No, this is the bare truth. That we, you and I now, your issue shall be kings. We, each one of us, is a king. I will establish my covenant between myself and you and your descendants after you, generation after generation. A covenant in perpetuity to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land you are living in, the whole land of Canaan, to own in perpetuity, and I will be your God. Wow. You know, ownership. He changed the name of Abraham to Abraham. And in Abraham was his progeny. All his descendants were contained already in Abraham. And you may, and rightly so, by genetics, right? But our Lord will transcend that, precisely because with with Saint Joseph, for example, he was only the putative father of Jesus. But Jesus enjoys the level of being a descendant of King David, not by blood anymore, because Mary and Joseph did not have carnal relations, but by adoption. Joseph and Mary, especially Joseph, was the putative father of Jesus. And in the ways of the Jews, the adopted children have the same rights and for all intents and purposes are exactly like a child, a son or a daughter, by blood to their parents. The same. So Jesus is inserted into the line of David through Joseph. That's why you see his genealogy in one of the Gospels. He is there's like a skip, yeah, because Joseph is not actually the actual father. I mean, he's not the one who made Mary pregnant. It was by the Holy Spirit that she became pregnant. But anyway, the important thing is we should enjoy this, be conscious of this, that we are God's chosen. Each one of us, even if you think or feel, because it doesn't depend on feelings, our being, our nature does not belong to feelings. I mean, you may feel so many things, but you're still a guy or a gal or whatever. You're still the same person. And then here in the among the Israelites, what God did was, in order to be part of this transmission of the issue of Abraham, one had to be circumcised. Initially, it was like a preparation for marriage, but God elevated this practice to as a sign of being part of the covenant, of being part of the people of God. But from that physical manifestation, God, because of this adoption, not by blood anymore, God changed that to baptism. So here you are, and here we are. There you go. That's how we are and before God. Let us appreciate this. Let us be conscious of this belonging to God. And God sees himself as our God. It's like our parents, no? The husband knows that he is his wife's, and the wife knows that she is her husband's. It's so, the connection is so intimate. Enjoy it. It's a privilege. It was not because of our doing. It was all by the love of God and his mysterious providence. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!